May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 891. That image chamber fell, which met Ezekiel's eye, points out the breast of every soul where lurking idols lie. Hymn 891.
Let us read together from the 24th chapter of the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis from chapter 24. Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham, and all things And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I'll make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swear to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. He made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water, at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I'll give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the son of the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. When she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So we turn to verse 42, a few verses from verse 42. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink, and she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. Before I had done speaking in mine heart, Behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water, and I said unto her, Let me drink. Well, I pray thee, and she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder, and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelet upon her hands, and I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto my son. Now if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And Laban, Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth, I think it means the thing only proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. It came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. We leave the reading of God's own word there. Amen. O Lord, we do seek now that mercy which is with thee, and we would come upon it, Lord, seeking unto it and pleading it, for as we have sung, and that we are reminded ourselves, oh, how we need thy mercy. We need thee, Lord, to spare us thy just judgments in our sinful life and profession too. But thou dost grant more grace. And we plead that mercy which is with thee, that thou mayest be feared. We seek, Lord, that thou help us the burdens press on our heart. Am I his or am I not? Lord, the desire of our heart is up to thee, Lord. Do come where poor sinners are. But oh, that thou not leave us to ourselves, or to lead souls astray with any word, fair word or otherwise. We need thee, Lord, to grant us thy spirit and remember us as we come once more. We pray that thou be in the midst. Oh, may the blessed spirit condescend, appointed by thee, dear Redeemer, for this matter of worship, and pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to reveal thyself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to be revealed in his glorious attributes. Oh, some sweetness in the Trinity, some blessed truth to enter into our hearts with life and power, with God's sweet mercy. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember us as we seek, that thou wilt be with us from the least to the greatest. Lord, as we may think of those that may feel the least, or any, Lord, that may be sweetly enabled to sing thy praises from the mountain top. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt be in the midst. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that are in sickness or laid aside, Lord, any unknown to us, but known to thee. We pray, Lord, that thou remember the brethren, and do help them, and enable them, Lord, to continually seek thy blessing here in word and deed. We pray for the church. Thou bless the church. Oh, how true it is, that church which is washed with precious blood and quickened into divine life. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember that the little ones. Hear prayer, Lord, for the young and rising generation. We bear them up before thee, Lord, in our heart's desire, that thou keep them and bless them too. And those that are older, Lord, do grant convoy of thy love, especially as they may have many fears. Oh, the greatness of eternity is what thou dost teach thy people, and yet how little we seem to comprehend it. Oh, prepare us well for that great eternity. Oh, and remember us in thy sweet mercy. If there be any special trouble, comfort the cast down and those that may need thee especially. Those, Lord, that may have sought thee and wondered if there's anything this evening. Any, Lord, that are hard pressed or cast down. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember that any that especially have come seeking a token from the Lord. Oh, and it must be from the Lord. We pray that thou wilt remember us thinking of our land. Do appear. Surely we have known thy good hand. And now, Lord, to put it out again. Put it forth. Remember us, Lord, and do overrule. Hear us, Lord, at such a time as this. Lord, remember the earth, we pray, and do grant thy kingdom may come, be with thy people everywhere. But, Lord, it's now we desire to find that border of thy garment, and to come, Lord, seeking hard unto thee. Leave not our souls destitute. Do come and be with us and cleanse us from our sin and grant us some sweet knowledge of thee, dear Redeemer. Oh, we need thee, Lord, to both apply it and show thyself through the lattice. And thy pleasing face be toward us as we leave thy house. We may know it is the Lord. Remember those that carry burdens. Be the burden bearer. Help us now, Lord, to fall at thy feet. Oh, how unworthy. Seek, Lord, that thou be with us in the singing of thy worthy praises. We would acknowledge thy many mercies. Desire to thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness, sovereign goodness. Thy kindness and thy watchful care. And now, Lord, we pray that thou be with us. We may be able, Lord, to know it is the Lord. This evening hour, we ask in that worthy, prevailing name of Jesus. We ask that thou remember us for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 407. Dear Lord, my panting soul inflame to spread abroad thy matchless fame, and with a solemn pleasure tell the grace which saves from death and hell. Hymn 407.
Thank you.
As God may help me, I will direct you to the word of the Lord upon my spirit in Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2, especially verse 2. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. That is especially on my mind. The last part of verse 2, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. May seem difficult to understand why we have felt led to read with you from the 24th chapter of Genesis. Well, friends, the chapter has been laid on my mind as well. I can never go opposite to what the Lord may impress on my mind and heart. So as we seek the Lord's most gracious help, we notice the verses, especially preceding the word, especially as in our minds, God displays, speaks of, reveals in his word his greatness. Oh, to feel it, friends, by grace. Oh, to be found before the Lord in the spirit of holiness. The heaven is my throne. Well, we can read it quite quickly, can't we? How great thou art is often remembered in the hymn. How we need the Lord to put this upon our spirit as we approach unto him. The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? How great he is. And where is the place of my rest? Well, friends, it's in the hearts of his people. The gospel speaks of it. This is my rest forever. For all those things hath mine hand made. The true it is. All those things have been, saith the Lord. There are many things that may cause us to think upon his greatness, but oh, to think a little of the greatness of his salvation, to know it in our heart, and to be able to lay hold upon those things, and to know the Lord himself. Now, what has come on my mind, friends? In the word here, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, trembleth at my word. The way in which the Lord led that man, Eliezer. We've read about him, haven't we? So pressed on my mind to consider him and how the Lord fulfilled this word very sweetly. To this man will I look. I will look. I want to very carefully speak of the way God brought those things about concerning this matter, the wife of Isaac and the appointment of this good, faithful man. Is he not a type of one of those preachers of the gospel, seeking to find out those sweet truths to bring before the people. May it be so. I mean, those exercise, friends, like this dear man was, as he was given those things in his hand to especially be obedient to by the overruling of his God. He feared God, didn't he? He was a faithful man. Consider it for a moment, how the dear man was brought to hear what Abraham spoke unto his eldest servant. Make him swear by the God of heaven, we've just read, something of his greatness. The things that God put into his heart and into his hand that were very great, weighty, he felt it. He was an exercised man in those things that God had put in his hand. Very, very great matter. Why is it great? Because we have the lineage of Christ, friends. Indeed, we have the Trinity in this beautiful chapter. God the Father. Surely we have God the Son in a very, very sacred way. And the Blessed Spirit too. I be in the way the Lord led me. The house of my master's brethren. The dear man was under the sweetest influence of the Almighty. He was one that God would use, and his heart was weighed down with the matter. It's a mark, isn't it, of what God is pleased to do, and the weight and the truth of it concerning what God must speak of, or watch, the man must watch to see how the Lord would bring these things to pass, as he had to give account to Abraham. He's a good man here. Blessed of God. And I'm sure we may notice, friends, the faithfulness of this man. No light thing. He had to watch unto prayer and seek God's face until God would provide wife for Isaac. It was a very great matter with him, and he had to feel it too, I believe. You say, well, how is it to do with our text? Friends, it seems to me there's something in the text that directs me very much to it. To this man will I look. I will look. Him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, I want to speak of it in the gospel. But there's things here I must discharge a little. Friends, as he looks on your providences, you see the good hand of God in them. You have to wonder. The Lord should make his goodness, or especially preserve us, bring us hitherto. And as we go on, oh, the unworthiness, the dreadful nature of sin, the plague of it, the darkness it brings, the bondage that is known, and the trouble that is known in the hearts. I think we've sung very much of it, haven't we? Of those that do God's bidding. He had to come and seek the Lord to be with him every step, we might say. Beware that thou bring not my son thither again. He was under that particular great command, and he felt it very much, and he was a man that sought the Lord, we know that. Wonderfully so. To this man will I look, as the great exercise of mind and heart shall be in God's word, his truth, what the Lord will bring to pass, or what and how the Lord would deal with the matter given to him. He couldn't deal with it himself. He had to watch. The good hand of God. Very sweet is the account how the Lord sent this man in this great matter. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee. The word given to Abraham, and it rested very much on this man to seek the Lord would guide him. That's what was pressed on my mind this morning. This exercise of heart to be guided and directed. And a very great matter indeed. So he went, and he needed the Lord to send him good speed. Oh, it's a good word, isn't it, to those that need the Lord to be with them. They need God's good speed to help them on and to bring them to know which way to take and what is the will of the Lord. And then we read, we've got young ones with us. A very sweet account, isn't it? And the Lord led this man. He was very exercised and concerned to be led by God. And may young hearts be like that as well. Indeed, may all our hearts be like that. Be directed. I think of it in the truth. Oh, friends, careless hearts to be made careful. I put it like that. In the things of God, to seek to know the Lord and to be led aright, as this man was to the brethren. In the matter that God had appointed for the his master. And so it was in the account. He speaks a very sweet account, isn't it? He asked the Lord for particular sign and token. O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand by the well of water. May the gospel be like that. The well of Bethlehem. And the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee. We watched about this, didn't he? That I may drink. I pray thee that I may drink. She shall say, drink. And I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. There's something very sacred about it, friends. Dear man, needing the Lord every step, and he sought the Lord might bring this to pass, if it be according to his holy mind and will, that this sign might be given. And so it was. We've read the account, but let us look at it for a moment. I was impressed with those words. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Well, friends, I thought that was the text, really, but I bring it in. whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. That's the exercise I'm trying to bring out here. The great matter, the Lord to prove it, the Lord to put his seal on it, the Lord to be gracious to him and his servants, and the matter of this daughter for his master. The daughter for Isaac. Friends, let us notice it again. What things pressed him down? And yet, God was with him. I like that. That's not always. The Lord may grant such a clear sign, but he does. At times he makes things very clear. And then there's a walk by faith, isn't there? We walk by faith and not by sight. I repeat it again, friends. Perhaps it's something here that may especially be known in some poor heart. Whether the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Well, we need it in the ministry. Those that God may put something in their hand. Oh, they do need the Lord to be with them. Hold them by their right hand and lead them on. How fearful, as they should make a wrong step. There's a time in my life when I especially need the Lord like that. Keep me back and say, grant me such a token. Well, the Lord spared my life, friends, in the hospital. I told the nurse about it. So far, the Lord had made a way for me to know the course to take, but what a course. Oh, the Lord may fulfill such a word as this. Whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Well, I want to speak more to those that do need the Lord to grant a token, a seal, you know, from heaven. Something from the good hand of God. Unmistakable. Something that has got heaven in it. That really Christ to be the sum of it. It's why his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way. To him I view. Well, it's in the heavenly way, friends. It's not the things of this poor life so much. There may be things, but it's in those things that belong to our eternal salvation. Oh, they're exercised ones. Young hearts, perhaps. Certainly older ones. Death is even now upon the road. We speak to ourselves. And this journey, friends, it may be very much travelled over now. Oh, the unconcern of nature. And God puts these things in the heart, and there's an anxious cry to God to be prepared and to be made ready for all his will. And what may precede is coming, that is, what the Lord may appoint them to do. And that's a path that he's appointed. Well, it'll be very much in the word of our text. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor, poor. Of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. How true that is. I was thinking of that dear man and his responsibilities, and the Lord led him, and he had to cry to his God, the Lord to guide him right and bring him through, and to bring things to pass. He was needing some tokens, and needed the Lord to take the matter in hand. How pleased he was to hear, I'm sure, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. And they couldn't say yes or no, could they? But there's a little sweet touch of the gospel there, isn't there? Ah, friends, the Lord knows. He knows the burden of a sigh and the things that press down and bring the Lord's people to the mercy seat and to call upon him in the day of trouble. Oh, friends, it needs an upright heart. Oh, that the Lord will give me one continually. I hope I'm not without. But oh, it's that keeping, isn't it? I want to hasten. We've had to touch upon this servant of the of Abraham, and how the Lord led him right, as if it's something in the word this evening. To this man will I look. I look to his providences. I look to his leadings. They're of me. I look to his providences. Friends, we don't have to go anywhere else. I certainly look to his need in his soul and the circumstances surrounding him. I'll lead him on in providence and in grace. All those things that God brings about by way of instruction, even chastening, and especially in the way of instruction in the way of righteousness. Oh, it's one thing to have much instruction in the word of God. It's another thing to have it written in our hearts. We humbly hope to this man. Friends, we have to find this man, don't we? Will I look? Where is he? He's in the dust. He's very low. He's often wondering if the Lord is with him or no. And I bring in the dear daughters of Abraham. Dear Rebecca. Oh, how she felt it, didn't she? She needed the Lord. If it be so, why am I thus? Oh, perhaps that belongs to some poor character that's just about got in this evening. Ah, the Lord to come. Needs the blessed Spirit, doesn't it? We need God to condescend, friends, to men of low estate by the blessed Spirit. Bring us up from the depths oftentimes and to set our feet in the way of truth and to humble our proud hearts and to bring us nigh. To this man will I look. Oh, how great his need. And the things that God brings regarding his soul and his circumstances. This man will I look, friends. As the Lord looked upon some particular matter, you need the Lord to bring it through or carry it on. I was thinking of it in a particular way like this. How the Lord has led me to need him to grant me those true tokens. Or perhaps or some like that. Well, the Lord will have his people waiting upon him. Like this dear servant, Eliezer. That's how he listened, didn't he? Think of the children. He listened to hear what he might discern from the things that were spoken. In that account, I'm sure he listened to what that was spoken. We come a little closer to the word. Rebecca had a brother, and his name was Laban, and Laban ran out to the man. And This was the word, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Oh, friends, I believe it did him good. It wasn't Laban, he was a very obscure and deceitful man, wasn't he? It was the word of the Lord, I believe. Wherefore standest thou without? Oh, the Lord might apply it to some poor troubled heart, for I have prepared the house and room for the camels. There's another part, very pleasing to read and understand. That's what this servant heard of dear Rebecca. He had to ask and watch to see if there was enough. Yeah, because it was needful that this one should be the suitable one that God had appointed. I stand by the well of water and it shall come to pass. And so on. For I had done speaking in mine heart. And he asked her, whose daughter art thou? And he asked her many things. There was a room. There's plenty of room, wasn't there? I don't go into the providential side too much. But the servant heard their words and he worshipped the Lord. So there is these little tokens, little touches that seem to gladden his heart, if I may say. No, it's like that, isn't it? They go from strength to strength in Zion. They need a crumb and the Lord to speak and grant them a lifting up. The Lord to help them to sing his praises. Very often their harp is on the willows. Need the Lord to help them to take it down. We will call the damsel. A little further on, and I must hasten because we must come particularly to the words we've given out for a text, but this is how my mind has gone. And he said, hinder me not. Seeing, something God had done. Seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away, that I may go to my master. He said, we will call the damsel. Sweet account, isn't it? Friends, the Lord was in it, wasn't he? They called Rebecca and said, wilt thou go with this man? Now the man would have listened hard and trembled perhaps. The matter was now at this point where it needed the Lord to make it abundantly clear. And she said, I will go. Well, many sermons have been preached about that. Oh, the Lord to grant some sweetness in it in the gospel. I think of the man of God, dear Redeemer. Wilt thou go with this man, revealed to you by God's great goodness, and with a sweet love to him, and a need of his grace, he giveth more grace. The Lord to grant the answer, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Well, we've had to touch upon it because it's filled our minds so. And I have to just seek the Lord to grant me that help to come especially in the truth of the gospel, in the word of our text, having touched upon that chapter and the things that seem to be impressed upon my mind. The man wondering held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. No, I hasten. Well, to this man will I look. This dear man, friends, he knew all about it. The Lord had looked upon him. He'd guided him. He'd made the way straight and helped the dear man to know the thing proceeded from the Lord. Ah, to this Murmur I look. Now, where would we be without such a word like that? I mean, those poor sinners. They can't seem to rise up much at all. It needs the Lord to look upon them, doesn't it? That's where the Lord puts them. Where he might look upon them in the sweet truth of the gospel. As if the very character he will look upon. To this man will I look. Even to him that is poor. Well, that's what God's grace does. Poor in spirit. Feeling to be impoverished. So unlike the people of God. Or so, as it goes on, a contrite spirit, so poor and contrite. Poor in the things of God. Feeling to need the Lord to grant that lifting up and that help of God to believe often. Poor in spirit. It speaks of it, doesn't it? In the gospel. Oh, it's best to be with the poor in spirit. And those that go on and on and on. And scorn the day of grace because that's what we do without God's grace in our hearts. But the poor, you know, they want something better than this poor world and the things of it. They need the Lord to make them rich with his blessing. And the Lord to fill their hearts. They've got an aching void. This world can never fill. We would like it to be filled up, wouldn't we? On the vanities and things. But no, the Lord, he empties whom he fills. And sometimes things to walk in that are very trying. An old nature rebels and many things that afflict God's people. But to this man will I look. He'll look to his afflictions. Body and soul. Yeah. To this man will I look. We think of dear Job. Oh, the Lord looked upon him. He was covering boils from the crown of his head to his feet, wasn't it? Oh, but the Lord looked upon him. I think the Lord's servant spoke about it. The Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. He had a sweet knowledge of the Redeemer as well. To this man will I look. Indeed, there's much of Christ in it, isn't there? Why is it so beautiful? Friends, the Lord has sweetly undertook. Save unto the uttermost. All that come unto God by him. And the Father has put them upon his heart. That's why they're looked upon by God. Because they belong to Christ. And that is all of grace. Subjects of his grace. They're not left in nature's darkness. But they're brought to plead a Saviour's name. Oh, it's a good time, isn't it, when the Lord comes. Touches their heart, and that lifting up from the dunghill, and that bringing to the place where mercy is known. Friends, it flows over, doesn't it, like the River Jordan flows over its banks. When the Lord grants mercy, friends, it reaches guilt, sin, and shame. And there's that forgiveness which is with him. I'm sure of it. Oh, do you love to hear the Lord lifted up in all his suitability to the poor and the needy, that not by the way those that are so guilty, they, as the hymn writer says, they hardly believe his God, but by the precious blood, oh, that brings them nigh, doesn't it? Unless I was sure he was God, the hymn writer says. Oh, the sweetness of that name in broken hearts. The Lord grant it. To this man will I look. It's a divine favour. The eternal living God. Church of Christ, friends, given by the Father in the wonderful counsels of Jehovah. Indeed, in the Trinity. The wonderful, blessed truth of it that the Lord has found that saving a great one. It speaks of him finding him. Well, it's that wondrous grace of the Father to appoint unto the church of God this his own dear beloved Son. What more could he give? Oh, the truth of it, that they might live, friends, in my gospel, that they might repent, that they might be able to call upon him, that they might be raised up from the depths of the fall to seek his face. Oh, no giving of sinners to Christ, but by grace. Oh, I speak very clearly, friends. We want a gospel where God is everything. We have it in the word of our text. Lord is my, heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. May our hearts be like that. If they're like that, friends, we'll say, choose thou the way, still lead on. And then the Lord is pleased to give that church and all its defilement and ruin unto the dear Saviour, or that they might be saved, everlasting salvation and glory in his name. How base they are. I've often said the bridegroom of Christ is so wretched, forlorn and undone, awful in every view, but it's the merits of the dear Redeemer, the heavenly bridegroom, isn't it? He covers all her debts. So it is, they're made comely through a precious Christ. They're his bride, and he loves them well. Oh, the surety's not short of love, is he? Oh, he took that church unto himself. Wondrous grace of the dear Redeemer to take such wretched sin. Well, they're his enemies and his foes. But they're loved. Everlasting salvation. Oh, to know a little of it, friends. The setting apart of these characters by God's grace to, you know, they have to find the house of God, don't they? Or a place where they might hear what they want to hear. They want to hear the dear Lord can do for them what indeed he has done. They want to know a little of the riches of Christ, the poor impoverished souls. They need the Lord to be with them and to come where they are and to pardon and forgive. It needs a Saviour's blood. Or the love that fills his heart. To this man will I look, the surety. The Father looks well upon him, friends. And his suffering. And his death. And in his resurrection. Oh, the wonders of it. To this man will I look. Think of it with regard to the Father viewing the church complete in him, his well-beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And that's why and how the Lord loves his people, because they're given to Christ. I speak ever so carefully because they're loved of the Father, but the truth of the matter is that they are given to Christ. A love and everlasting love, aren't they? Now the Lord puts it very sweetly in the hearts of his dear people. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Sweet hymn, I suppose we We often repeat it. But it's a beautiful hymn. Rock of Ages. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side, which flowed, be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. That's everything. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress, helpless, look to thee for grace. I'll keep looking. I speak to characters. Fell I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Well, you know the hymn, but friends, may the Lord write it in our hearts. This man will I look for his dear people. Oh, he will in wrath remember mercy. This man will I look in the truth of the gospel. All those that have sinned and come short, but friends, their heart relents by God's grace. How do we know? They're not where they once were, going headlong. They're given a conscience, but God, friends, he pricks it as only God can. And they're brought back, aren't they? Like the prodigal. Oh, to this man will I look. He was a dear character, wasn't he, of grace? We often repeat the parable, but to this man will I look. In him that is poor, he hardly dared think about coming to his father's house, but one who was yet a great way off. His father saw him, yes. Sweetly did he bring him nigh by the sweet virtue of the gospel. There's another character I was thinking about briefly. This man will I look. Dear Hezekiah, perhaps we've touched upon him, but oh, the needs he had. The troubles. But God was with him of the truth. And then this godly Asa. This man will I look. It is nothing with thee, Lord, to help, whether by many or by few. Help us, for in thy name we go. Yeah. This man will I look. The Lord was with him, wasn't he? But we need grace to bow very much before him. But he never takes away our all. Himself he gives us still. Have you proved that? Oh, it's the gospel, isn't it? To this man will I look. Why? Because of his love. Because of sovereign grace. And then there is that truth of sonship. We must think also of the dear handmaids. It's the way in which the Lord is the covenant head of his people. To this man will I look. Characters loved of God. Their time began and they choose him in return. Oh, how sweet it is when the Lord grants a little sweet life in our hearts. To this man will I look, because I live, ye shall live also. For the Lord to grant also that sweet touch of his healing mercy. Perhaps we've touched upon it, but I think of the truth in his word. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I mean body and soul. It's a complete cure indeed, isn't it? To this man will I look. Oh, friends, he is that good physician, skillful and exceeding kind. No malady too great for him, as he knows all disorders of the mind to. He knows all things, intimately acquainted, and yet he'll ask and seek for those characters to pour out their hearts before him and tell him that his ear is open. To this man will I look. Some of us have walked in it. Oh, the Lord, to look and then to bring us through those troubles and trials. Oh, he's sweet as the gospel, isn't it? This man, I will look, dear. The prophet speaks so sweetly of it. Now thus saith the Lord, O Israel, fear not, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. That's a special token that the Lord's rich calling. He calls his sinners, his people, right out, doesn't he, of the world. He brings them to his footstool, to his dear feet. It's in our text. And they're granted contrition. It's a grace, but their hearts, friends, are made contrite. They feel their sin. Now, I want to be faithful. But some may say, well, I don't know if I know it enough. Well, friends, take the matter to Jesus, but be careful how you pray to be shown your sin. Careful. Seek much to be in his class, in his school. Teach us some melodious sonnet, said the hymn writer. And friends, there is that deepening effect. We've sung of it. The Lord, to make that need of Christ to be so great, it keeps coming and overwhelming the soul sometimes. And yet to go again unto the Lord himself and to plead that name. I was saying to friends at Braintree, my dear deacon used to say, see what hard-hearted prayers can do. Oh, I must come on a little bit. Friends, those hard hearts that lisp out, Lord, help me, just about. Feel so hard, they hardly know how to pray at all. Their hearts are hard. So hard. Is there any hope for them? Yes, friends. Only in Jesus' blood. Softens hearts of stone. Oh, we need the Lord to grant us much knowledge of the blood of Jesus. To this man will I look. I must hasten. He will look unto them especially in their concerns, their exercises. We've tried to touch upon it. You know, he makes their cause his own. It needs an upright heart. I was thinking in the word of the text a little further. To this man will I look. Well, when he is young, he can do this and that. He can bend his back into things, but it's when those things that bow them down, body and soul. What then? Well, I think of it in the last part of our text. With him that is poor, the contrite spirit, yes, and trembleth at my word. What does it mean? Well, it's the truth that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It's that knowledge like an arrow sometimes. How will it be? Tremble at his word. Thou art the man. How will it be? There's many sweet hymns about it. Am I his or am I not? Now, there's a spirit, friends, abroad. A very solemn spirit. Well, things will be all right. And we've heard all these things. And yes, they're true. I don't want to hear anything else. But is there any life? Is there any true confession unto repentance? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Is there that deep concern that reaches, friends, and brings down the proud heart until they're like clay in his hands? Trembleth at my word. Well, we just mentioned, friends, sometimes God gives a commission. He gives a word or as an authority. Man doesn't want to hear much about it. So it is. This trembling is in venturing. Putting your hand to something that you never thought you could or would. Something that God puts right in your life. Oh, friends, it's a very solemn thing to come to the end of our life and be lacking in love to him and even to his commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, friends, what a setting aside it is. You know, the Bible isn't quite what it was. The Lord returned. Hearts may be crumbled and humbled. His track I see. Hymn 144. His track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way. Till him I view. Now some say, you just want to have church members, friends, I want to hear much of the Lord spoken of to the glory of his name and the richness of his grace. I must seek to speak as God may direct his people. And it will be where the river flows, not opposite. The river is love. It will be that seeking unto him to be able to venture. The more I strove against its power, I sinned and stumbled, but the more too late. I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. No, I'm not minded to go very far, but the last verse says, then will I tell to sinners round, whatever that may mean, what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. The Lord grant the application of it. We seek to be very careful. But this man will I look. Him that is poor, friends, that's no excuse. Oh, friends, the Lord grant that sweet power to bless these souls until the stones would cry out, and I must leave it because I do not want to be exceeding my thought. To this man will I look. Oh, how the Lord brings his people, and he brings them the way that they know not. He led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city of habitation. Must leave a few things this evening. May the Lord forgive all amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Burgess will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Javis Rutt on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 399. Amidst 10,000 anxious cares, the world and Satan's deep-laid snares, this my incessant cry shall be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Hymn 399.
lover, thy forgiving love all amiss. To be with us as we part and watch over us, and with the dear children, each one. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt be with us in every burden and care. To this man will I look, may it be our plea. Lord, remember us. Help us, we pray. And do now grant the convoy of thy love. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us each. Amen.